To Iraq, is it possible, General Dempsey, to stop ISIS without U.S. air power?
ISIS, Daesh, whatever we call them, are...
The people that al-Qaeda kicked out.
Or who broke contact because they're more radical than al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yeah, these people.
Right. I suspect, well, first of all, we have a request from the Iraqi government for air power.
You do?
We do. And
Do you think it's in our national security interest to honor that request?
It is in our national security interest to counter ISIL wherever we find them.
Fair statement. Because, and I want the American people to understand, there's a lot at stake for us, right, Secretary Hagel?
There's a lot at stake for us, the region, consequences.
And the world at large. If Iraq falls and Iran dominates the south and this group, ISIS, owns the Sunni territory all the way from Aleppo to Baghdad, Kurdistan breaks away, that would create economic chaos in the region, which would affect us here at home. Is that a fair outcome?
Well, I don't know what an outcome would be if that occurred, Senator. All I can tell you is what we are looking at providing to the president,
well,
the different options to...
The economy of Iraq would collapse.
Well, I think that's right, if they lose their oil.
Yeah, that's right. And if ISIS has assets from Iraq, from Aleppo to Baghdad, they're enriched. The country we know as Iraq financially collapses. Don't you think that would affect the region and energy prices? From the average American point of view, Iraq matters.
Well, it does, but also, as you know, you've been there many times, Senator, the southern part of Iraq possesses a tremendous amount of oil, so different scenarios that you're talking about.
So if the Iranians dominate the southern part of Iraq because the central government collapses and there is no force in Baghdad, the Iranians enriched, and I think the world as a whole suffers, particularly we'll get hit in the wallet. But ISIS, General Dempsey, they have vowed to attack the United States. Is that fair to say?
There is open source reporting that they, although currently a regional threat, they do have aspirations to attack Western interests.
And if they have a safe haven in Syria and Iraq and operate from Aleppo to Baghdad with impunity, that's a bad scenario for us. Is that true?
That is a high-risk scenario.
Yeah, to our homeland being attacked by this group.
Over time, not at this time, but over time.